Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, who doesn't remember that song, Let's Go Fly a Kite, from Mary Poppins, Walt Disney's popular film from 1964. But now Mary has gotten a 21st century theatrical makeover, and she flies her umbrella into Boston's Opera House. WBUR critic-at-large Ed Siegel is here with us now to tell us whether or not it's a smooth landing for Mary. Good morning, Ed. Good to see you.
Chim-chiminy to you, Bob.
So a lot of Disney films, as we know, have been redone for stage. Obviously, they're a cash cow. Some, like The Lion King, have been very successful, critically successful. Mm-hmm. How about Mary Poppins?
Yeah, I would say it's everything that one might like about the movie is there on stage. Quite well done. Particularly among the cast, Stephanie Lee does an excellent job as the flying nanny Mary. And, you know, one thing you have to say about the Disney company is that when they do these, they really go after top creative talent. And, you know, this originated in England, and so they got director Richard Eyre, choreographer Matthew Bourne, and designer Bob Crowley, all big names in British theater.
So tell us what they bring to the show, to the music, to the story.
Well, most of the music is from the movie, but what they really bring is the great sense of energy from the movie. Very few dull spots in this production. We're going to listen to an excerpt from Step in Time, where Bourne, the choreographer, brings a real river dance-like feel to it, where the dancers keep their upper bodies stiff like Victorians while they kick up a storm underneath. Well, you know, I think that another thing that I really like about it is that it has really good values. Mary replaces that strict old Victorian code of the father of the family with a more creative Dr. Spock-like attitude toward children and their imagination. But, you know, it is Disney, and we're talking about fun, not philosophy.
So it is fun.
It is a lot of fun, yeah.
All right. If you're looking for something a little heavier, another play that has opened lately is Ajax at the ART. And, Ed, I'm dying how you make this transition from Mary Poppins to Sophocles.
Well, you know, Bob, maybe we could say that the ART production is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay. Well, that's pretty quite atrocious.
Yep.
Okay, remind us of Ajax in the story.
Okay, well, Ajax is, in the Homeric legend, a pure warrior in the Greek army, and his enemy is our old friend Odysseus, who's more of a negotiator, or if you don't like him, a Machiavellian. And Ajax is driven mad by the goddess Athena, and, you know, I think what director Sarah Benson and translator Charles Conahan are really successful at making these fascinating parallels between the Greek myths and modern warfare planning, post-traumatic stress disorder and domestic abuse, all kinds of contemporary issues. And it also has in the cast, speaking of contemporary issues, Linda Powell, who is the daughter of Colin Powell. She plays Ajax's wife, but it's really Brent Harris's riveting performances, Ajax, that steals the show. We're going to listen to him as he's realized he's gone mad and that his rival Odysseus has the upper hand.
Odysseus! See my humiliation! I know you're laughing at me!
The god's disciple laughs at the Christ.
I wish I could get my hands on him now, even ruined as I am.
Don't make threats. Can't you see the danger you're in?
Oh, Zeus, I want to kill him!
Well, a lot of intensity there.
Yeah, yeah, and throughout the play.
I understand there's a unique technological aspect to this production. Tell us about it.
Yep, that's right, Bob. The Greek chorus is represented by a number of TV monitors up above the stage where members of the community, some soldiers and their loved ones and some theater folks like ART founder Robert Brustein, are commenting on the action, particularly aspects of leadership and the role of fate and divine intervention.
Does it work?
Yeah, I think it's a very smart production, and that adds to the intelligence of it all. But, you know, one thing that I thought was missing was more of an emotional element. I was surprised for a production that I liked as much as this one that I wasn't moved a little bit more.
So not quite super?
Yeah, but maybe califragilistic. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Glad I'm waiting for you to dance across the studio here. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah, I bet that song has never followed an ART production, has it?
No, I don't think so.
Hopefully it never will again.
Mary Poppins continues through March 20th at Boston's Opera House. Ajax is at the ART main stage through March 13th. Critic at Large Ed Siegel reviews theater and the arts for Morning Edition. And Ed, again, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.